Welcome to Leadership Lessons Learned. WFYI, in cooperation with the Lacey Leadership Association, is pleased to present a monthly essay by Central Indiana's premier civic and business leaders. We hope these essays will provide insight into how some of Indianapolis's best and brightest use their life experiences to help shape their working and leadership styles. This month's essayist is Allison Melanchthon, the president and CEO of the 2012 Indianapolis Super Bowl Host Committee. For 12 years, she worked with USA Gymnastics, directing national and international events. Following her tenure at the USA Gymnastics, Allison shared her knowledge and expertise with the Indiana Sports Corporation as Senior Vice President of Events. Allison has also worked at 7 Olympic Games and has won 4 Emmy Awards for her work.
I have been involved in sports since I was a child. I've always enjoyed outdoor activities like skiing and a good snowball fight. I followed my passion with gymnastics through college and have been fortunate enough to work for NBC on gymnastics events at the last 4 Olympic Summer Games. Throughout those experiences, the mantra, "There is no I in team," pervades my work and my personal experiences. Now, as president and CEO of the 2012 Super Bowl Host Committee, more than ever, team defines the planning, execution, and implementation of this historical event in our community. Collaboration. Teams have gathered around tables who might normally be competitors. Take, for example, the partnership of the Indianapolis Business Journal and the Indianapolis Monthly to produce the Host Committee's commemorative publication. Management at these two entities realized, for the good of the whole, it made more sense to walk together through this project than to travel different, competing paths. Ultimately, the outcome is one that created 90-plus pages that tell the story of what the Super Bowl has meant to our community. Dream big, then make it happen. Never let the project execution, logistics, and details get in the way of a good idea. In late April 2008, Jack Swarbrick and Mark Miles, who were leading the team to submit our bid for Super Bowl 46, had a light bulb go off in a meeting. If we were to show the NFL owners, who vote on which city would host the game, that our effort was community-based and committed, we needed to start with the delivery of the actual bid. So, with less than 2 weeks to go, a group of volunteers banded together to make it happen. On May 9, 2008, 32 eighth graders left Indianapolis International Airport to deliver our bid to each of the NFL teams. Those students, not too coincidentally, the class of 2012, showcased our dedication to making the Super Bowl more than a game and that we wanted to engage people who might not be traditional football fans. This truly has been a community-based Super Bowl from that day forward, and what a team it is. Create a plan and take it one step further. Meeting expectations and providing a product that your customer is pleased with means repeat business. Exceeding expectations brings them back and gets them talking to others about you. Indianapolis is poised and ready to do just that with the visitors who are going to join us here over the 10-day stretch for the Super Bowl. With our super service, visitors will leave here with experiences and memories to last a lifetime. The Host Committee created programs and initiatives that have united our community. We set goals. 2012 trees by 2012. Currently, we have 2,876 in the ground. 8,000 super scarves. We have 12,494 received to date. Or 18,000 Super Kids Super Welcome cards to greet our visitors. 36,300 cards from all 92 Indiana counties have arrived in our mailbox. Through working together with a vision and a passion for this community that will carry us forward, this team has achieved winning results. We each have a team that is special to us, whether it's family, a work, church, or school group, or the neighborhood group that gathers each Thanksgiving morning for a game of flag football. Embrace and engage all members of the team, set goals with them, and advance the ball across the goal line to score big.
That was Allison Melanchthon, the president and CEO of the 2012 Indianapolis Super Bowl Host Committee. Her essay on leadership was one in a series of essays by local civic and business leaders presented by the Lacey Leadership Association on WFYI Radio. This and previous essays are available online at wfyi.org/radio and the iTunes Store as a podcast.